This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Roger GP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Anytime you want to call, if you want to be part of the show, feel free. So sorry, Brett, but the Olympics are coming.
It happens. What are you going to do?
Every 4 years, but every two, if you think you count the summer and the winter. But Paris 2024, they are, the city of love. They're trying to make it not the city of love because of, and we've heard this reputation of the athletes, they are constantly boinking during the Olympics.
I mean, let them do their thing.
There's a lot of banging going on.
Put it in.
And they are not going to allow them to do their thing. The beds have been even more improved. You may have heard about these in the past. This company Airweave makes these beds. They tried them out in Japan in 2020, and now they have got it down to where they're not only made of cardboard, but they're only twin size. So, all right, it's much smaller size. And, you know, if you're going to fool around, you can find a way on a twin bed, no problem. I mean, if you think about it, you don't have to use like five rooms and a whole king-size bed. You can do it in a, exactly, right? But the weight, the beds will not support the weight of two people. They collapse.
Oh.
So now they have a hard time using the beds because you can't put two people on there.
What if I'm on there? Like, and if you do gymnasts,
well,
they're all
exactly,
like 2 pounds, so maybe you could.
Right, you can't put like a weightlifter in a gymnast.
No, no. Or a swimmer who's all muscle. You got to do, which gymnasts are muscle too. You got to do, the ones who have those ribbons, those long ass ribbons. You know what I mean?
They're not heavy at all.
No. They could do some
sort of synchronized ribboning.
Yes.
Gymnastics, something like that.
It is.
Two of them. I mean, what could they weigh? 95 pounds each?
Together, soaking
wet. What does it say what the weight limit is?
It doesn't.
Because I might be the weight of two Olympians. I don't even know. So I want to make sure if I just somehow want to, you know, get into the Olympics, if I can have one of these beds.
We should all weigh ourselves in retins. How many retins are you, Brett? 1.75 Mary Lou retins. Are you?
All right, you're clear to go in the bed. There you go.
If you're two Mary Lou retins, collapse.
Ooh. You're going to need a sleeping bag on the floor.
He's a Mary Lou retin and a half of a Dominique Dawes.
right, exactly. And so the weightlifter guys are at an extreme disadvantage. Any of the guys, the track and field guys, the guys who throw the shot put and the discus, like those guys are built pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be 235 or something.
Oh, jeez.
I can't imagine. Maybe they get maybe stronger beds, but you can't add a 95-pound gymnast or it'll collapse. I mean, I don't know if they have it down to that size. They probably don't.
That should be the scientific experiment. Everybody bang on this one bed and like see which one breaks it. You know what I mean? Add different weights. Right. Everybody, kind of like a weird orgy. You know what I mean? Like get these two people combined, make them bang on there, and then other two people switch them out. And then when you almost get to the tipping point, then add just a few, 20 more pounds, and it could be a game.
Well, the Olympians, of course, are chiming in. And they're like, listen, the cardboard beds are one thing. If we couldn't have sex on the cardboard beds, so it's not going to stop us because one Olympian remembered a hot tub orgy that took place 1 year. So they could just go to the hot tubs. They can go to pools. They can go wherever they have to. On the grass between the buildings, they were saying that's happened. People getting down and dirty right there out in the open. Mm. So in the Olympic Village, it's kind of like the villages, apparently. It goes on. There was one guy. He was a table tennis player. This guy, Matt, he's a table tennis player. He's like, listen, he says, I got laid more often in those 2.5 weeks than in the rest of my life.
See, here's the thing. Listen,
he's table tennis. He's not even on TV.
The Olympics go back to, OG Greek stuff. You know what I mean? Like so long ago, it's a tradition. It's changed a lot, but it's still a thing for all countries to come together. Listen, if this has been what it's been for so long, and part of it is the banging during the Olympic season, then you know what? Why are you taking it away? Let it just preserve the specialness of it and honor the tradition of getting laid more there than you do the rest of your life. Just keep that going. I don't want to take it away. Don't make it harder.
Well,
that was an amazing, amazing speech. America. Hashtag America, Monica. That was great.
Yes.
Just let them do it.
Yes,
they're Olympians.
Do it for the country. Go for the gold, if you know what I mean. Just make it happen. You two Americans can get laid in more in two weeks than you will your whole life. Don't waste your opportunity. Seize it.
Wow. They're used to being excellent at their event, which has to be longer than like 2-3 minutes.
Sure.
So they can find a way to have excellence on cardboard beds that collapse under the weight of two people.
Just do it on the floor. Who needs a bed? Do it, America. Do it. And also do it, Paris, and everybody else that's in Paris. Do it.
That's right. Leave the village and go to the Parisians' apartments. Do whatever. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, you got the whole city. The whole city of love.
Parisians, do it for your country. Surrender your bedrooms for those who need, who are visiting. Show them how nice Paris is and how the Parisians are friendly and welcoming.
Yes.
And the reason for not having sex, right, it's to make sure your energy level is where it's supposed to be, right?
I would think so.
They're kids. You know? They're all
and
so young.
Your muscles are fine and, you know.
They're fine.
You so, got all that extra drive.
So is there anything stopping them from touching themselves during this time?
Oh, no.
No,
so.
You can't control
right?
can't regulate
so if
that.
The release is going to happen one way or another,
well
what
do
does it
to-
matter whether you're doing it with someone or by yourself?
Solid logic. Everything you just laid out, solid logic.
Self-love.
It's going to happen.
Self-love, you have one tired American athlete. If they have sex, two tired American athletes.
Okay.
Now you're doubling the exhaustion.
But both of those those athletes will be separately doing the same thing, so they might as well be doing it together. Now, are there?
Don't you tell me how to masturbate?
Are there Olympic?
Said the pole vaulter.
Are there Olympic babies like 9 months after the Olympics?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh my,
I don't know.
There has to be, right? It had to have happened at some point.
If everybody's careful, didn't they hand out condoms the 1 year?
Sure, so like, everybody's careful, and no mistakes ever happened. I mean, and nobody forgot their condom, and you know,
you can't do it if you forgot your condom.
I mean, every 4 years. In the summer and every 4 years in the winter. That must be a baby made somewhere. It has to be. An Olympic baby.
See? The Olympics are keeping the population alive. Let's go. It's all good stuff. I don't know why. Let me ask you that. Why is anybody trying to stop it? Why are people C-blocking here? Like, what is the reason except that their excuse of, oh, you know.
Yeah, why don't they let it go on?
Loose knees. Or what did Rocky's coach say? Loose knees. What did he say to tell Rocky
no
not to bang?
No sex before a fight.
No sex before a fight, Rock.
I thought he said loose knees.
You can't have sex.
you can't have like... loose knees, Burgess.
You're going to have loose knees, Rock.
What happens if you have sex? Your kneecaps fall off?
I don't know. I don't remember the
question. Your kneecaps are going to collapse, Rock.
They bend like Squidward. They bend both ways or something. I don't know.
Didn't he say something about loose knees? I don't know. I don't know
if he did.
Loose lips sink ships, and having sex is gonna give you loose knees.
I don't think he said any of that. I don't think
he said
Mick, any
of that. Hey, Mick, sorry about that. I didn't know.
Oh, I swear he said something.
Where did you get loose knees?
I don't know. I feel like he said something about knees. I gotta Google this. What is the quote that...
I already am, because okay.
Your gloves are gonna fall off, Rock!
Gloves, loose knees, is not exactly... Women have weak legs...
He said, so what was the line? Rocky's line, what was the coach's name? Coach what? Mickey.
Mickey.
Mickey lines to Rocky. Because he did say something about.
He says something about knees, but loose knees, not about loose knees.
You're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
Right, that's great.
And you're going to have loose knees.
Oh, here it is. Not loose knees. I'm sorry. Here it is.
Uh-oh. All right, it's not loose knees. What is it? Let's listen carefully. What is the Rocky quote you were thinking of?
Women weaken legs.
Women weaken legs?
Yeah, women
that's all
weaken
he said?
Legs, yeah. I don't know why I said loose knees.
Women that's a big leap to Rock. Don't have sex, you're going to have loose knees.
I don't know why I had that. Women weaken legs. Rock.
Definitely never coming to you for a movie quote.
You can't. I messed it all up. Also, Who do I sound like, JP's dad or Mickey? Women weaken legs.
John! Women weaken legs! Rock!
Oh, God. What is wrong with me?
Rock, help me with my cell phone. I need help, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how to work that smartphone.
All right. Well, now we straightened out the quote thing. Oh,
sorry.
Crap.
Sorry. It was
not only movie quotes. Don't forget, you mess up music.
I do.
White man has the power.
I,
you know.
Hey,
you,
I heard that. That's real. I heard that.
I know what you heard. I don't know. There's something about you in quotes.
I mean, ish. I just throw an ish on the end. It was like, it was weak and women or loose knees ish. You know. I don't know. Women weak and loose. I don't know what I heard.
Rock don't have sex because you'll have loose knees. What he actually said was women have weak legs.
Women weak legs.
It's not really.
Oh,
really,
my bad. No.
But thank you.
Sorry.
For ruining one of the great 100 movies of all time.
I will say the one part that everybody loves, and I do too, and will give me chills every time. Mm-hmm. Win. When she's at
just
the top.
Win.
Yeah. Oh, no. When she's in the hospital
win,
bed.
Rock.
Yeah. And that's all she musters. Oh, yeah.
It is. It's chilling. Chill inducing.
We all know it.
Right.
Listen, laugh all you will, but you put this in the middle of a playlist right when you're starting to struggle, you will shape right up.
Oh, when you're running and you're,
yes.
You're doing your run?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
You navigate it, so it's like when you know you're about to start to lose a little wind, 7 miles, 7 or 8 or so, and a half marathon.
If this isn't the greatest song to run to, is there one that tops this?
Oh.
Like, is Chariots of Fire the big one, or is that not?
It's way too slow. No, not
even
for me.
Even though it's a running movie, yeah.
Not for me.
This is pretty good.
I like running to Double Dutch Bus.
All right,
I
so
do.
There's the other thing, Rocky. The Rocky theme is garbage.
No, I didn't say it's
the
garbage.
Only song that's more inspirational
Double
by
Dutch
a mile
bus.
Is Double Dutch Bus.
Give me a ho if you got that funky bus fare. Ho.
And that makes you run faster?
It does.
And further?
It does.
I want you to chase this chicken, Rock, instead of spanking your monkey.
That's a direct quote from Rocky.
Yeah.
Much better, yeah. I trust you.
Even if you never saw the movie, I feel like this song does it.
How can you
like
not?
It can fire you up, right?
Yeah, this is...
I can't picture the exact scenes or anything. I'm not. I just, the move, it's just such like.
Oh, no, you got to picture him.
Running in the streets.
Running in the streets with
working
people,
out.
Kids following him, like just a crowd gathering behind him.
Right.
He was Forrest Gump before Forrest Gump. And then you have to remember that Rocky was running in literal Converse. Like there was no support in his shoes. And he had like these old sweats on and he was running all that far. Yeah,
like Chuck Taylor's or something.
Yeah.
Life is like a box of chocolates, Rocky. Run. Run, Rocky, run.
That was my other favorite line.
Another direct quote.
Yeah.
Burgess Meredith could really deliver that line. He was just a superstar. Legend. Just a legend.
Stupid is as stupid does, Rock.
Say that. Okay, now you're misquoting.
Working loose knees again.
I swear it was.
I love when Burgess Meredith is on the show. Well, it's wonderful. What a great look back at Rocky. And how it influenced Forrest Gump.
How do we get from A to B? I always wonder.
I believe it's your fault.
Okay, but probably.
I'm pretty sure.
I take all the blame, 100%.
Sauteed shrimp, fried shrimp, coconut shrimp, shrimp scampi, Rock.
Those are the two most non-combinable movies ever.
Little known fact, it was going to be called Rocky Gump, but they decided to just call her Rocky.
But he was. He ran with the crowd and people started gathering just like Forrest Gump. I feel like they stole that from there.
Hey, old Jenny.
Yeah, maybe they were inspired by that and they just ripped it off for that one scene. You never know. You never know. Well, thank you so much for that retrospective, Burgess Meredith. And Monica for directing.
Yeah.
All facts.
You're welcome for my horrible memory.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, well, Roger and JP, it's 1025 The Bone. This always sounds better after talking about Rocky, and then it sounds like crap when I hear it on the radio.
Oh, come on.
I'm just
on.
Like, oh, this again? I'm like, ah, oh,
no,
the same punch.
This is the roll, like you always say, roll the window down and drive fast. This is one of them right here.
Yeah. Now it's got a little oomph to it because we were just talking about Rocky. Now it feels better. Yeah, guitar sounds grittier. All right, we're good. $1,000 cash keyword coming up in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines.
With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.